Manzor stopped. "Lord and deliverer," faltered he, "it is rather ridiculous for a grand vizier, even for a stork, to be afraid of ghosts. But I hear sobbings and sighings, and my courage fails me." The caliph paused and listened, and heard most unmistakably the soft weeping either of a human being or some animal. Full of impatience, he would have pressed forward to ascertain the cause of this distress, but the grand vizier seized hold of Kazit's wing, so that he should not wantonly rush into any new danger. But it was no use. The caliph, whether man or stork, had a brave heart, and wrenching himself free, at the expense of a few feathers, he plunged into a dark passage. Ere long, he came to some broken stairs leading to a door, only half fastened, and from behind which the sobs evidently came. Pressing his beak against this door, and carefully awaiting surprises, he saw through the narrow opening a ruined chamber, lighted only by a deep casement window, on the sill of which was sitting a large night owl. Thick tears were streaming from her big round eyes, and with plaintive cries she bemoaned her lot. But when she saw the caliph and the grand vizier, she uttered a joyful cry. Hastily brushing the tears from her eyes, with a dexterous movement of her brown wings, she, much to the astonishment of the two men, called out in excellent Arabic, "Welcome, welcome, good storks! You are the tokens of my deliverance, for long ago it was told me that through storks I should meet with good luck." As soon as the caliph recovered from his astonishment, he drew his feet together in an elegant pose, bowed his long neck, and said, "Night owl, from your words I gather you are a fellow sufferer with ourselves. But, alas, any hope you may have formed as to our capacity to assist you is doomed to disappointment. You will the better understand this if we relate to you our sad story." When the caliph concluded his recital, the owl said, "Listen to my tale of woe, and then you will agree that I am as unfortunate as you are. My father is the king of India, and I, his only and unhappy daughter, am named Lusa. The magician Casimir, who bewitched you, worked his arts on me also. He came one day to my father and asked me in marriage for a son Mizra. My father threw him down the palace stairs, but the wretch determined on an..."